Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
We'll begin with the rugby. Well, not really the rugby because there's no rugby on, but we're going to hear some rugby voices now. And firstly, Andy Farrell, the Ireland head coach, of course, his first campaign as the coach, suspended or postponed midway through, of course, three games played, two wins to open the campaign, of course, as well, over at Wales and Scotland. And that defeat to England, the Italian game called off, the France game this weekend called off as well, and still discussions going on, we understand, this week with the Six Nations Management Committee about when and if this competition will actually be finished as well. And shortly after the news during the week, the Ireland coach held a press conference, and the Gamma giving his reaction to the news just after coming off the training pitch.
It is what it is, and we can't do anything but do the right thing, can we? And I suppose the reaction of the players when we've come off the back of a good morning's work was one of deflation a little bit. Gutted. We've built up for a couple of weeks on the back of a bit of disappointment, and you know, we was looking forward to the week ahead for ourselves, and we're disappointed that it's not going ahead, but at the same time we fully understand.
Now, of course, Ireland for the last couple of weeks were preparing to face France this weekend because they knew the Italian game was called off as well, because, of course, the government couldn't allow 6,000 Italian fans to go to the Aviva Stadium, even though thousands of Italian fans did actually come to Dublin for the weekend. So training adjustments had been on their agenda, and Andy explained how they were trying to keep the players focused on the next match.
After a loss, you want to get back on the horse, as we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, but you try and put a plan in place that best fits what's in front of you, and we feel like we had a good plan last week. We got a good few hit outs, worked really hard, had some physical sessions along the way as well, and then we used the weekend to recover properly, and we've come bouncing in to work last night, and this morning was great. But so we had a plan in place to best fit a situation that's not ideal or not the norm to any of us, really, but we felt like we was in a good place regarding that.
Yeah, so just over halfway through that campaign, I mentioned those wins over Scotland and Wales, and that defeat to England, Ireland rallied late, but it could have been probably heavier on the scoreboard too. And Andy's been giving his takeaways just over halfway through his first campaign as the coach.
I suppose the things that's gone on in the background of what we're building towards, obviously, you guys would judge it in the cold light of day on performance, and so you should. But at the same time, we know where we're trying to go, and we are making progress there. Again, that adds to the frustration of not being able to show that this weekend.
Yeah, now, of course, Ireland's destiny is still in their own hands, because they could actually still win the Six Nations. They have to play Italy, who they should beat quite well, and then France, and of course, with other teams having matches postponed as well, the championship will go to the final weekend, whenever that may be.
Everyone knows that the Six Nations is unbelievably difficult, and you know, everyone judges a performance, but at the end of the day, we're two wins from three, and so are a couple of other teams, and some teams are below that. And regarding the outcome of those games, our destiny is still in our own hands, so we're in a good spot.
And lastly, Andy Farrell was asked about possible dates to play Ireland's final two matches, of course, October, November time, you know, general time where countries play November internationals and etc. So he does think there is a window for Ireland to finish this campaign later in the year.
Well, we've got a window for that. You know, some teams, they always schedule four in there, but we've scheduled three in November, so we've got a window there, so we're very open to that.
Your Honour, that's what I call sport on Dublin's 98FM with myself, Jamie Moore, this Sunday. That was Andy Farrell, the Ireland men's head coach. Now we're going to move to the ladies' team, and Adam Griggs has been speaking as well about the fact that the Six Nations has been cancelled and his team's performance in it so far.
It's an interesting one, being put on pause, I suppose, when we felt we were in a good place after the first couple of rounds. But you know, we've got to deal with it at the moment. It's not just us. I guess rugby takes a back seat to a world crisis at the moment, so we've just got to deal with it the best way we can and prepare for the summer now, really, until we get some confirmation on those dates.
Now, the Ireland women's team, similar to the men, 2 wins from 3, opening wins over Scotland and Wales. They were hammered, though, by England, and Griggs has been targeting 3 home wins. Ireland, of course, have 2 wins from their 3 home matches so far, so he's happy enough with their campaign up to date.
We spoke about having a goal of 3 home wins. We got the first 2, and obviously things have been taken out of our hands on that 3rd one, so we're quite happy with that progression. And then we spoke about when going away, certainly to England and France, of being competitive and really being able to put them under pressure and make things as difficult as possible. So if we look at those 3 games and what we've achieved, we feel we're on the right track moving forward.
Now, Noel McNamara is the Ireland under 20 head coach, and trying to reschedule their last couple of games could be more difficult with a number of the players in college and having to deal with exams as well as trying to play sport.
I think in terms of the championship, first and foremost, they've had a really good start. You know, it has been a really positive start to the championship, and you know, we're looking at completing that at some point. You know, obviously time will go into finding suitable dates, and you know, there are challenges with that, particularly with this group, you know, in terms of exams and their college commitments and all other things. So, you know, we're still looking forward to finishing in the championship. You know, the reality is, you know, any team that ever wins anything, you know, it's not about just the start, it's about the team that can continuously improve. And that's what it's about. You know, for us, it's about continuously improving and trying to work hard and find that improvement whilst they're with us. In terms of looking forward, you know, I definitely think we've got a number of players who've demonstrated that they're capable of stepping up to the next level. And I've no doubt over the course of the next few weeks and months that hopefully some of those players will get an opportunity with their provinces. And equally, you know, looking forward into next year, I think you've got a number of players there who can make that step up. So, you know, for us, I think it's important to state, yes, it's disappointing, but it's no more than that. You know, the reality is, I think the health and safety of the public is paramount, and that has to be the number one priority. So I think it's just important to have real clarity on that.
Yeah, Andy Farrell, Adam Griggs and Noel McNamara speaking about the impact coronavirus is having on their teams and, of course, the world of sport as well. And, you know, every sports player and manager and administrator you've heard so far has just spoken so well, you know, about the context of sport in the world and what's going on at the moment. Now, Shane Byrne, former Lions, Leinster and Ireland man, is on the line as always. Shane, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. And yourself?
I'm good, thanks, Shane. Not too bad, thank you. In an office with just myself at the moment, it's very, very quiet here. All of the producers and, you know, anybody who can work from home in 98FM and Communicar Media is at home, but we're in here in our studio, thankfully, trying to keep ourselves healthy, Shane. And I'm sure you'd echo the sentiments of those we've heard from so far as well, and the right decision that basically everything in sport is off at the moment and all for the right reasons.
Oh, there's absolutely no doubt about that. It's the right reasons that it's happening. It's for the safety of us all. You know, the herd mentality, everyone's got to try to protect each other. And it is a shame that sport is probably one of the biggest sufferers in this. But, you know, it's way too serious not to. We don't know how things are going to be placed and rerun and what way seasons are going to be done, because we don't know what we're stepping into. But there is no doubt it's the correct thing to do. You know, it is ultimately only sport, and this is way too serious not to take it seriously.
Shane, have you ever seen anything like this in your time involved in rugby?
No, I suppose the foot and mouth was the only, the other one, 2001, I think it was, that, you know, there were games called off because of that, and the country went into lockdown. Trying to protect itself and protect the livestock herds. And it's, you know, the games were rearranged into the October of the next year, make it basically the November series, a much, much longer tournament. But that's as close as anything, as anybody, I suppose, has experienced for anything like this. Because, look, we're kind of stepping into unprecedented times. We really don't know. Are we just scratching the surface of this? Is it going to go on for long? Is it going to peak and then we can get back to business? Or are we going to be sitting like this for a little while longer, and, you know, we're going to be a month or two or more into it and reaching into the summer? We just don't know. But the main thing is people are making the right decisions. The people in power are doing the exact right things. Nobody is free running away you know, making anybody more susceptible to it. So, look, you know, nobody knows exactly what the future will be, what we'll be talking about. Hopefully we get back on track sooner rather than later. But, look, you know, however long it takes, you know, that's the way it is, and we've just got to do the right thing.
Yeah, your former teammate Andy Farrell, Shane, was speaking to us earlier on and, you know, talking about his views on it and the fact that his team had spent, you know, almost 2 weeks preparing to play France because they knew the Italy game wasn't going to happen, and then that was called off too. And, you know, they are fully accepting of the reasons, but they were very, very anxious to try and get back to the pitch to right the wrongs of that England game, and now they're not going to be able to do that for the foreseeable at least.
Yeah, it was actually set up pretty well. Like, considering what happened against England, we the fixtures looked good for Ireland in the sense that we had Italy next, so we would have expected quite a lot of changes. We would have, you know, hopefully seen, you know, quite a few of those young guys who are in fantastic form, like Caelan Dorris and those guys coming into the starting team. They would have got a full the experience of starting international, which, look, it is a new thing coming off the bench, is completely different. To get that starting jersey is an amazing experience and something to behold. And then he would have had to pick them, you know, the option of picking them against France, which I would have think would have happened. I think there would have been changes and we would have stuck with the changes because the form of those players is just absolutely fantastic, and it's a rich vein of form that's coming through, and it's the last box I thought that Andy Farrell had to tick. Is that he hadn't quite ticked it yet, that the players, you know, who've been playing fantastic stuff during the season, he just needed to get them onto the pitch starting the games.
Shane, lastly, Leinster against Saracens in the Champions Cup quarterfinal, we assume will be postponed. It's due to be at the Aviva Stadium in a couple of weeks' time. We've got the business end of the Pro 14, of course, as well. And Andy Farrell was speaking there about his hopes to play the last two Six Nations games against Italy and France around October, November time. He says his team do have a window to play the matches there. If you take out your calendar, Shane, when do you think it is possible, if it is possible, this calendar year? And of course, we don't know what the future will hold in terms of, you know, how this disease will take hold and continue to take hold. But if there is an opportunity this year, is October, November the time you think they may happen?
Yeah, look, we're making assumptions here. Let's assume that it is only going to be the weeks, and we're kind of like the schools are away and it's in around Easter that thankfully we get back to normal life. Look, we don't know if that's going to happen, but let's pretend that it is. The internationals are easier rearranged than everything else. You know, there is an awful lot of Pro 14 games. European Cup is coming to the, as you say, the business end as well. You know, it's really unprecedented because there just isn't enough weeks here. Is it considered, do they make the players that you're basically on your break now? You're on your summer break now, and do they create the season during the summer? You know, is it something, you know, that they would do that? Because there's so many weeks. Like, every week there's a Pro 14 game meant to be played or European Cup going forward, and there's only two Six Nations games. You know, it's the leagues are the real issue. That's the thing that's going to find it very, very hard. Or is it just the line is drawn under us and we go for it next season? It's very, very hard. It really is. And nobody knows. There's nothing in the rule books. There's nothing in the terms and conditions of all these tournaments to account for exactly what's happening now. So, it's interesting times ahead.
Shane, thanks a million. Stay safe.
No worries. Take care of yourself.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport.
Back live this Sunday morning from 9.
98FM.